Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 4 for Wednesday, August 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Wednesday, retreating from earlier gains as speculative selling came forward to weigh on prices. Canola was down $1 to $2 at the close, the November contract down $2 at $445.50 per ton. Advances in Chicago soybeans and soy oil provided underlying support for canola early in the day, but the Canadian oilseed lagged the U.S. market and eventually drifted lower in sluggish and choppy activity. Weather-related production concerns were also supportive, with too much rain causing problems in some areas of Western Canada. However, crop prospects are still large overall, and that saw canola prices eventually drift down. The general technical bias is also still pointed lower, although support held to the downside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all mostly higher, with Midwestern weather uncertainty behind some of the buying interest. Soybeans were steady to up 5 cents, the November contract up 2 at $9.55 per bushel. Palm oil futures in Malaysia climbed to their best levels in 6 weeks overnight, and the resulting strength in soy oil pulled the rest of the soy complex up as well. Fresh U.S. business to China and other unknown destinations was also supportive, with total U.S. private soybean sales over the past 5 days now at over 1.3 million tons. The USDA releases its latest production estimates next week Friday, and positioning ahead of that report was already leading to some choppiness in the futures. For corn, prices were up 1 to 2 cents, the September contract up 1 at $3.25 per bushel. Corn hit fresh contract lows yesterday, and that left the market open to a modest correction today. While the Midwestern crop remains in good shape overall, there's also still enough uncertainty to keep some weather premiums in the market. Declining crop prospects in Brazil were also a bit supportive, while positioning ahead of next week's USDA report was another feature. For wheat, prices were up 2 to 9 cents, the September contract in Chicago up 9 at $4.10 per bushel. Chicago wheat hit fresh contract lows yesterday and corrected higher today. European crop concerns remained somewhat supportive as well, with both German and French crops hurt by excess moisture. However, big crops in Russia and Eastern Europe tempered the upside potential. North American wheat crops are also thought to be in reasonably good shape as the winter wheat harvest wraps up and spring wheat gets underway. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, August 3rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.